Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Caitlin McCulloch of the LMIC. We're talking beef exports in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Some exciting news coming this holiday season, Heather. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. The Beef Checkoff is putting a big push on the holidays this year because heaven knows we all need a little holiday and Christmas cheer. So to remind consumers across the country that beef is the only protein they want to feed their families this holiday season, we are so excited that our brand Beef It's What's for Dinner is returning to broadcast television. For the first time since 2003, Beef Checkoff funded advertisements will be on television, airing a limited number of ads during the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas movies. So while broadcast television is usually out of our reach, the opportunity to advertise on the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas Movie Marathon boiled down for us to the right network, the right ad, the right time, and the right price tag. We are excited about the upcoming holiday season, so literally, Ron, stay tuned.
Thank you, Heather. And you can go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner for more information. Pork exports from the United States on track to be at record levels this year, but beef exports are not. Caitlin McCulloch with the Livestock Market Information Center based out of Denver says that the pace of beef exports this year has been a bit of a concern.
I think it's a concern in the sense that the U.S. is facing the same struggles that importers and beef exporters alike are facing. So all of these countries that import beef are dealing with their own pandemic ramifications and how their consumers are interacting with that and where beef ranks relative to other animal proteins or where it ranks culturally in preference all feed into this. The September data showed that we were down about 6% below 2019 September's number. And perhaps the most disappointing of our major destination group is Vietnam and Mexico. Now, Vietnam in recent years has become a larger player. Now, not necessarily our top five destination, but just growing in terms of a beef market by volume. And that September data showed that shipments had pulled back about 47% from last year at this time. So a pretty big drop there. Now, Mexico is the third largest beef destination by volume in 2019. And in September, they lost 38% from last year. Mexico is a critical trade partner to the U.S. for a lot of ag products. And we're watching their economy very closely as they start to head into the holiday season and they're looking at some consumer choices that similarly U.S. consumers are facing. Now, we like to talk about China, but China is still not necessarily a very big beef market. They've grown exponentially this year, but their single month volume is still not enough to offset the large declines in key markets. So just as a comparison, the volume lost in Mexico compared to a year ago in September is roughly the same size as the total beef shipped to China in September. Hmm. So it's promising that those Chinese imports are growing in the beef sector, but it's not necessarily there yet in terms of a major destination for U.S. beef anyway. Now, we would expect on total, by the end of 2020, we're still probably looking at a year-over-year decline in total beef exports. How large that decline is really depends on this fourth quarter. And it's really tough to say what that looks like today.
Now, as for 2021,
looking ahead, the economic prospects in top U.S. markets will be a determining factor for how exports behave next year and the year after that. We're optimistic about 2021. I think you're still going to see some hangover effects from 2020 in the first half of the year, but we're thinking at least the second half of 2021 will be better economically worldwide, and that should be all be positive for U.S. beef going overseas as well as domestic buying patterns. So we're not expecting a large jump necessarily back in 2021, and partly because we think that first half of the year might still have some struggles from a beef perspective. We're expecting a rather slow recovery, but we continue to update that forecast as we know more information. And in 2020, information has changed quite a bit, so we'll continue to try and update you guys.
Director and lead economist for the Livestock Market Information Center, Caitlin McCulloch. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Your next chance to buy cattle the Superior way comes up on Thursday, November 19th. Broadcast live from Superior Livestock's offices and studios. It'll be seen on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 27,200 head, 5,200 yearling steers, 3,400 yearling heifers, and over 14,000 weaned calves. For details, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 1-800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.